For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. Winter is an especially difficult time of year for unhoused South Carolinians. As temperatures dip below freezing throughout the season, the threat of hypothermia is ever present. That's why several nonprofits in the Midlands have forged together each winter since 2014 to sponsor Columbia's Inclement Weather Center, open from November 1st to March 31st, on nights when the temperature drops below 40 degrees. The City of Columbia contracts with the United Way to run the center in partnership with the Salvation Army and Transitions, a homeless shelter for adults located in downtown Columbia. Jennifer Moore, Senior Director of the Financial Stability Council for the United Way of the Midlands, says the impact of the service is especially high for those that need shelter multiple nights throughout the season.
We serve about 100 or so unduplicated folks per year, but that, you know, ends up being over about 650 nights of shelter. When you multiply that of folks who come multiple times.
The Inclement Weather Center has also proved to be a valuable resource during emergency weather situations. In fact, in October 2015, a month before the center was scheduled to open its doors for the year, it welcomed individuals displaced by massive flooding in the Midlands. Transition CEO Craig Curry remembers that hectic weekend all too well.
They realized this is going to be 4 days of solid rain, and the homeless folks really ought to have a place to go to get out of the rain. And so we need the Inclement Weather Center opened early. So at that point, we reacted. We scrambled to hire folks who were normally Transitions employees to go down and work at the Inclement Weather Center. We got the word about midday on Friday, and we opened Friday evening. So, you know, my hat's off to the staff there.
Concern mounted that the center itself would begin to flood. That's when the city made the decision to evacuate the center and its 108 occupants and bring them to the Transitions Day Center.
And, of course, Friday night it was open. Saturday it was open. And then Sunday, the flooding started to get so bad at that point, they were actually worried because the Inclement Weather Center is down by the river. And of course, at that point, the city decided we can't leave folks here because the center may flood itself. So at that point, we moved the folks back up here to Transitions into our day center. And we put the additional, on Monday night, it was 108 people that were filled into the bed. So above our 260 normal folks, we put people in the day center to sleep so that they could be out of the rain.
It wasn't easy, but with the help of the Salvation Army and United Way, Transitions was able to provide shelter, food, and running water to displaced residents and homeless individuals, even after the Inclement Weather Center was evacuated. That's not the only time the IWC has had to leap into emergency mode. Almost exactly a year later, the center again opened early to welcome individuals displaced by Hurricane Matthew, and the partners again opened Transitions facilities for emergency shelter from Hurricane Irma's dangerous winds this year. According to Moore, preparing for these crisis situations has also helped the center with its more common day-to-day mission, keeping South Carolinians out of the cold. And Moore says they're getting better every year at addressing the deeper needs of those they serve.
It's really our goal that, you know, we want a safe place during the winter conditions for folks to stay, but ultimately we want them on permanent housing. So engaging other partners is, we do that a little bit more every year, and I think we've got a pretty good system down now.
To learn more about Columbia's Inclement Weather Center, you can visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.